Okay, so hello everybody. I will speak English, but maybe if you want, I can speak Czech, but not Polish. I understand you everything because when I was young, I listened to Polish TV, so I understand you 95%. But speaking, I only know duże piwo, bardzo dobrze. So it's only what I know. It's enough. I am the director of Association Nix.cz. Nix.cz, it's a peering point at the Czech Republic. First of all, it's my view, it's statement, it's not some definition, because I'm working also for a company calling Nix.cz, which is the top level domain .cz operator, also non for profit association, and I'm also the board member of URIT.eu, also not-for-profit association, so maybe I'm small expert for that association model. So I just try to find how or what should be the internet exchange regarding this association. So statement, it's hardware interconnection platform, yes, that it is. It's also association of competitors, so sometimes it's especially we have some fighting at Czech Republic against the local Czech Telecom at on our association. It's also a place for sharing experience between the members. Also, the members could delegate their knowledge to the exchange to this association. Also, place for communicate with the competitors, because sometimes competitors communicate only through media, but it's good to communicate directly at some social event, for example, or on General Assembly. It little bit reflect on internet development at the country and at the region. But for example, if it's the internet exchange, it's not depend how the country is big. Maybe you know that very small internet exchange is at Canada. And why? Because it's a very big country, but concentration of the cities are only on the east and on the west. And should be, and it's very important, I don't know probably your situation, but at the Czech Republic should be neutral. So I will come to that later. And what not should be internet exchange points. Not should be this battlefield for competitors. It's not equivalent of IP transit service, because did not give you all routes. So it's also not place than some poison people, you know, some people are not nice and complain everything, so it's no good, no place for that, and also no place that some of the people will just looking just for a business card to be at the board or supervisory board, and should be not something with politics. Right now I have some discussion with our Ministry of Defense, because they are planned to start something against illegal content, but they don't understand how to exchange works, because we are not looking to the packets, we are only layer 2 platform. But I know that, for example, at Norway, the internet exchange is already critical part of infrastructure. So they are, yes, they are universities, so they are controlled by government partly. Some history about NICS. We have first discussion on some RIPE meeting. At the time I was with company called GTS, and we just 3 people thinking established this peering point at Prague. At that days there was about already 8 ISPs operators at 1995. I remember because I traveled to Warsaw a lot of, because we have also try to buy some, like a GTS, some companies, that there was the different situation. You have much more longer the monopoly. So we start a little bit early. It's why we established at that time at 1996. There was 1 year discussion, terrible discussion about this neutrality, about where to put the first location if someone will not have some advantage, so finally we put it on the top of TV tower when it was good for connections through microwave, because at that time still the Czech Telecom have monopoly for fibers. Up to 2002 it works on some voluntary work, so there was no staff. There was only the board people which maintain the website and maintain the switches, which it's nice, but we just, there was the big development, traffic growth and platform and that, so I was asked to start like a first full-time job at 2002. Today, up to today, we transform from this, you can imagine when you have two people agree on something, sometimes it's a problem, but if you have 50 people, it's much more different. So there was sometimes not nice discussion what to do, what we should buy and not buy, but continuously we transfer from this non-commercial approach to more commercial approach. It means that we are right now looking for more customers at outside the Czech Republic. We are also, and I will come to that later, participate on some conferences on RIPE, NANOC, Apricot. We also increase active marketing, so just also sponsor some events. And also what is very good that we are a member of this EuroAX Association of Internet Exchanges, not from only from the Euro, but also around the world. And it's nice association for sharing the knowledge, not only technical one, but also this commercial one, the political. And that, so we are very happy that we are there. Next, at the numbers, we are somewhere around number 7, sometimes number 8, because we have very similar traffic like at Paris Internet Exchange. We celebrate at 2006 that we have great 10 gig, so it was big celebration, but right now we have 70 gig, so we are very close to the 100. Today, it's not a one-man show more, which was myself only at this 2002-2003, so right now we have 6 full-time people. We provide 7 24 hours NOC, which means that people are not sitting at the office, they are at home, but they are ready they are on the phone with the internet and they are ready to fix if there will be some bug. Today we have about 90 members and customers together. The difference between members and customers, I don't want to go for more details. Simply customers have the contract and not have this voting power. That's only the difference. And we are providing valued service that we host some top-level domain server, because my head of my head from the world of this top-level domain, so currently we have 10 top-level domains, including the Polish one, so any cast of Polish Polish secondary, it's on our exchange. I think that today we have very internal stability, no more this kindergarten discussion on GAs, which is nice. And we are building our credit not only at the region, which is nice, that some of the people, it's not nice that some of the people put our logo that they are member of NIX, which is not true, but we just building something like a trademark. Regarding some IPv6, we started 2003. Currently we have 47 ports and 30 companies, 45 prefixes. We run route servers, so all of this information are available on our intranet, and currently IPv6 traffic is about 70 meg. Some numbers at port compared to DKIX, you see that also we have increase of 10 gig ports. Only just this first 2 weeks in January I receive another 5 10 gig ports orders. Still we have some 100 megs, and also there is the increase of one gig port, and also, and I am happy, increase still number of members. And another graph, it's a grows from membership, and you can see members and customers, which also include this top-level domains. This is the traffic which is from the end of December. So we have some, because there was some football match or something. So we have some peak around the Christmas, because IPTV and this transmission can do 10 gig when there is something nice at television. And how we achieve it? I say you can have money, nice ideas, but one of the major factor are people. So I hope that we have right now good people at the board and good people at the staff. Also, nothing is for free. So this model based on voluntaries does not work forever. We have this very quick transformation from this kindergarten discussion to just go forward. This poison people finally destroy their cells, but it takes time. And the Prague is very good regarding the location, because a lot of fibers are coming from Frankfurt and from another part of Germany, more to east. We are good friends with this government and with regulatory, which is also very important, that they know who we are and they do not interrupt our business. We have this international experience because these conferences and also visiting exchanges each other. So I am also very good friend with, for example, Moscow Internet Exchange, I think with the DKEX, with AMSIX and with another exchanges. As I already said, we are the member of the EuroAX, and we also host the meetings. We already host the EuroAX 3 years ago at Prague, and this April we host it again, so next EuroAX meeting will be at Prague. Next year there will be the RIPE meeting hosting at Prague also, and we already also host the center meeting, it says for top-level domains, and IETF. Well, what's the risk for the future? I already said the people or the management people which are sleeping on the wheel. Yes, this ISP market globalization right now, the situation at Czech Republic is that there are big ISPs and very small ISPs, nothing middle, because the big ISPs are buying this middle ISPs. So there are right now new merges, new market globalization, but finally we have more new customers from abroad. Also IP transit price, because I already said that you can compare the price for internet exchange and for IP transit, but some of the people make calculation, especially right now at that time, if it makes sense to pay for IXP services or not. Well, at the future, could government will just be interested, because it's very important if the local internet exchange does not work, which happens to me 4 years ago. We have broadcast storm, and it was a really terrible situation at Czech Republic with the internet. Also, we don't know what will be with the technology, because if the traffic will grow higher, then vendors will be able to implement the new standards. You know probably that this 40 gigs and 10 gig standard, it's still postponed, and we will could be at the trouble. What will be with the internet at future in general? Somebody knows the answer. If yes, I will employ him. Nobody knows. And yes, some disaster. What's our plan for future? We will keep the price on EU market level, so we don't want to be more expensive, but also not to be so cheap. Very important, it's built some reserve, so we are finally non-for-profit, but we are for-profit, so we making some surplus, which we are keeping for reserves, especially for the technology, because right now we are working on the new core switches and needs money. Maybe we will a little bit also change our internal model from this at this association. I very like model what the AMSIX they have. We will look for more, and it's very important, more network from foreign in other countries, Germany, Austria, Italy, which we already have, and more these members. We would like to keep our current service quality, this NOC, these people which are ready to solve the problems, still keep this goodwill and especially this neutrality. That's it. Thank you very much.